Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. It's the Furthering Fathering Radio Show. The brothers are back in the building. Brother J in NYC and Brother L in the ATL. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
I emphasize that if anyone is listening to this as a replay or listening to it live, connect with Furthering Fathering. You will be encouraged. You will be edified. The 20, 30 minutes that we're on the radio chopping it up is nothing compared to the energy and the strength you will receive from men who love you just because you're a man. And then as they get to know you, they speak life to you, they challenge you, they affirm you, and they enable you to be powerful where you're needed, which is with your family. Brother Derek, you're saying hello.
It's not only good for the child, but I think it's a mandate from God. I think the heart of the father belongs to men, and God has called us to be that for as many children as we can. So I'd only echo everything you said. I'm fully on board with that, and I think the call is for more men to embrace that truth so that we can begin to rebuild our community, our nation, one family at a time.
Yes. Welcome to another Furthering Fathering Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Jay. Yes, Furthering Fathering. Yes, excited to be alive. Yes. Well, this is incredible. October 4th, 2022. Yes, we're talking about identifying and denouncing family curses and pronouncing generational victory. Man. You know, sometimes when it's hot and heavy, the technology starts to act up, and my guest, I'm showing no one in the switchboard, which is very strange, given the topic that we're going through. But you know how we always do. We honor our Father of fathers, the Aleph Bet Aleph, our Abba, our King, our Creator, Yah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to go to Exodus 20, and then I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 10 very quickly. And it reads, "And God spoke these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything which is in the heavens above, nor in the earth beneath, neither in the waters that are under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thee down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me." 1 Corinthians 10, 12 says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." Verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but as such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye may be able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, ye may be able to bear it." Verse 14, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, flee from idolatry." Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us as parents to be fathers, blessing us to be leaders in made in your image and likeness, blessing us to be men. Thank you, Lord, for those who you've deemed and blessed to be fathers. Heavenly Father, you said that you curse or you visit the iniquities of those that hate you to the third and fourth generation. Sometimes things have happened in the past in generations that we were not part of, that were antithetical to your grace, disobedient, and even worse, sought means, other means, sought other means for fulfillment, for revenge. Thank you, Lord, for your availability, that we may know your grace. Even Paul had a thorn in his side, and it was a messenger from Satan. It was a curse, a painful one, a real one that he felt physically, that shook him mentally. But he was stable spiritually because he heard you say, my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Bless us, Lord, to be made perfect in our weaknesses, but strong enough to seek you, so that like Jude and in the book of Zechariah, we can ask you to release us from whatever the enemy has by saying the Lord rebukes you. So we thank you, Lord, for victory, generational victory. Hallelujah, for this generation and at least two, because you said a good man leave an inheritance to his children and his children's children. Bless us, Lord, to have the foresight, the insight, and the hindsight to break curses and seek to bless generations. Thank you. In the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, amen and amen. We're having some technical difficulties. My guests are not viewable at all to me. I've been talking to Brother Rodney in the background or via text, and I have yet to see anyone in the switchboard. I've sent the invitation in multiple, and it said, and he says, and he hears me. He can hear me, but I cannot add him. Let me try again. Okay. I just sent the invitation again, and we're talking about the recognition. Sometimes you're so steeped that it in what is called the generational curse, and I can see, Rodney, I can see your text, but I do not see you in the queue. Sometimes we're so steeped in the generational curse, because it's so normal to us, that that's what's happened since the time we were in our formative stages, which Brother Guy made so vivid to us, that during our formative stages, the terrible twos, as they call them, the toddler stage where we do most of our growth, that we envision what life ought to be through those around us. And if those around us are cursed, being cursed is normal, and it takes breakthrough to get out of it. But before there's a breakthrough, there has to be identification that something is amiss, something is wrong. We must identify the symptoms of what a curse is, then look to eradicate it, be intentional about eradicating it from ourselves. And you know, once a person is free, you get lonely being free by yourself. Matter of fact, you feel ostracized and in danger when you're free by yourself. But when you have company, you can build a community, you can build a family, you can build a society based on free people. So your job as a free person is to go back and start with your family in the process of freedom. But you have to know what a curse is. A curse is defined in the dictionary as a solemn, meaning a serious and not cheerful, utterance intended to invoke supernatural power to inflict harm. That's when it's coming from peer level. It's a punishment. It's something or someone calling upon divine power, or it could be the divine power itself sending harm to someone. In the past, someone has done that to your ancestry and lineage. And when we see those things that are not so good, those horribly accepted behaviors inviting slavery, habits, horrible accepted behaviors inviting thoughtless slavery, habits, H-A-B-I-T-S, horrible accepted behaviors inviting thoughtless slavery, habits, bad ones, horrible accepted behaviors inviting thoughtless slavery. And what happens is those bad habits, the seed of the habit, comes the root of the curse. Just like anything planted, when it is planted in your family, the seed of the habit of cursing, the seed of the habit of drinking, the seed of premarital sex and early pregnancy, the seed of abortion, the seed of violence and abuse, the seed of a lack of education, the seed of poverty, the seed, there's so many curses that have come on families, and it starts and is maintained habitually. It takes root in you, it takes habitat in you, and it takes habitat. It becomes part of your habitat where you live and becomes habitual. And because it's habitual, you think that it's your character. But really, really, you haven't developed character. Curse. And it must be dealt with because it keeps repeating itself throughout your generations. It keeps repeating itself throughout your generations. Yes, a curse is a solemn, a serious and non-cheerful utterance. It is spoken. It is literally, negatively prayed. You are viewed as prey. And this negativity and evil is prayed or spelled over you. And you do not even realize that you're just like your father. It repeats, it repeats. You're just like your father. He was no good and you're no good too. And you start calling women bees because you see the horrible tendencies and habits to do wickedness slickly, and you start calling them bad words and cursing them. It has to break. The cycle has to break. The cycle has to break. The cycle of generational cursing being announced and confirmed and re-announced and reinstituted generation after generation must come to an end. And you must say that the buck stops here. It stops with me. It stops with me. So we're going to talk about identifying. We're going to talk about, and I wish Rodney was on with me. We're going to keep trying because it is a rich conversation. I know probably Guy has called in, a few other people have called in, but for whatever reason, the switchboard is not working. But that's what happens. You have to come prepared. That's the same thing even with breaking curses. that you have a plan, but the enemy will seek to thwart that plan. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back. And it's not even letting me play my clips. It's not even letting me play my clips. Oh, that's beautiful. This is one of those beautiful days. So this is brought to you by Fly TV, where entertainers, athletes, and those who have a platform can use the Fly TV platform to give their personal touch to connect with those that they consider their fans or their audience without the filter of other entities. Go to Fly TV, F-L-I TV. It is online and it is awesome. Also, check out Unique Loop-de-Loop. Wendy Jones produces fine handcrafted jewelry. Why do you have to deal with boring jewelry when you can have some dope and fly, unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted jewelry? Check out Unique Loop-de-Loop on not only Instagram, Facebook, but on the website, Unique Loop-de-Loop. This is also brought to you by The Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. We can be heard every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. And you can also catch it on not only on the Jeremy Anthony Maynard Facebook page, but on the Jeremy Maynard YouTube channel, also on the Jeremy Maynard Twitter. It's also played on Christian Network of Fathers and Haven Church of New York on Facebook. It's also played back. You can play back on YouTube, and if you can find it on the Facebook page, that's where you can play it back. Again, join us every Sunday, 12 Eastern Standard Time. And now, back to the show, the brothers, at least this brother, by himself, solo, is back in the building. So curses are invoked. Curses are invoked. They are a request. They are a request made by someone who wants to see you hurt. Sometimes it's the Father himself because of iniquity. And what is iniquity? We hear iniquity and we're related to sin. But iniquity is immoral, grossly unfair behavior. In other words, it's not merely an immorality, an offense to God. It also ties in your relationships where you are being either narcissistic or some type of manipulation that has self-aggrandizement, self-betterment, selfishness, and the promotion of lust, or anything else that pushes you up and pushes others down. Iniquity is gross immorality or injustice. It is wickedness. It is tied in, you heard the word wicker, wickedness is tied in with witchcraft. Whether you pronounce it officially or you just go along with the flow that came from Nimrod, the flow that is followed through Egypt and is used by those who call themselves masons. And it propagates through government. It propagates through entertainment. It propagates through medicine. And it propagates through education and entertainment. All entertainment full of iniquity and promotes it too. Yes. It is a grossly immoral act or sin. It is wicked, unjust, and unrighteous. It is a sin. It is a wrong doing. And when that becomes habitual, a habit, an accepted habit, a defended habit, behavior, injustice, or wickedness, comes the gateway for curse. So to break curses, the recognition of wrongdoing, personal injustice, personal immorality, personal wickedness must all be denounced. In other words, repented of. In other words, confessed. In other words, admitted. In other words, you must realize it's wrong and not try to seek friendship with those who agree with you to justify it. Oh, that's so easy to do. Right now, there are a million groups on various social media where you can find just about anybody to agree with what you agree with, especially if it's or even if it's wrong. It's not seeking or hiding behind pseudo-approval. To the beginning of breaking curses is not a finger-pointing at the past, even though it was brought to you from the past. It's a, yes, the past is a recognition of where it came from, but now it's on your doorstep. It's in your mailbox. Are you returning to sender? Or are you opening up? You know they used to have those folks who would send anthrax in the mail. Well, generational curses are sent to you from the past. And it's, you know when something's amiss and something's not right. Because even if you grew up from a toddler, you test boundaries and you touch the stove to see if it's hot, right? But if you keep repeating the same thing, you're not just damaging yourself as others witnesses, and it becomes normal, especially when you become of age. When you become of age and you're responsible for your actions more than before. As the word says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, when I became an adult, when I became responsible, I put away childish thing. And that's very strange because that's in 1 Corinthians 13, which is called the love chapter. So love is connected to maturity. And if you really love yourself, you'll be mature. And a big part of maturity is owning up. Woo, it's not owning down. You're not passing the buck. It's owning up, right? I own this. It has been passed to me from past. It's a negative heirloom, a demonic, a witchcraft, vicious, harmful heirloom. It's in my hands now. It's my choice to destroy it right now. It's my choice to accept it or destroy it. Make the choice to destroy it. Make the choice to deem it as something that your children are watching you grapple with. No matter how much you pretend to your friends who are only around but so often, your children overhear your conversations. They see your mannerisms. They see, while you're on the phone, they see your face when the person on the phone cannot. They see the body language. They see how you deal with the curses. They see how you deal with issues. You know, gossiping, being a talebearer, those who sow discord, who are hated by God. You know, a lot of pastors won't tell you what causes God to hate you. It's very clear, it says it in Proverbs, he hates those who sow discord amongst the brethren. So gossip can be only a curse to whom you gossip about. gossip can become, or being a talebearer can become, a curse in your family. Something to take pause about is we're in the information age and we pass around information so easily that gossip is not of God. He prescribes a way to approach things. He prescribes a way to approach things, and it must be dealt with head on at some point through the church at some point. So we have to deal with breaking generational curses. Some people are dealing with addictions that have been passed on. They saw or were even born. You know, there was a period in the 80s where there were a lot of what were called crack babies were born. They were born with a proclivity, an addiction to crack cocaine. And these people who took care of them talked about the difficulty that you even saw the suffering of the children because of the iniquity of the parents. See, we think we get away with things because no other human sees us. No other person outside of the door sees us. But the declaration, you have the Declaration of Independence, the declaration of the family curse is the family secret. Let me say that again. The declaration of the family curse is the family secret. Oh my goodness, we need to take a break. And even though I can't hit it, we'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Fly TV. LITV is a place where stars, athletes, can produce their own content without the filters, where they can deal directly with their fans. Check it out on Fly TV, anywhere on the internet, through any browser you choose, FLI TV. This show is also brought to you by Unique Loop-de-Loop. Get your fine, handcrafted boho jewelry from Wendy Jones at UniqueLoopDeLoop.com. Yes, ladies, you don't have to follow the crowd. You can have your own unique handcrafted jewelry that speaks who you are in a fly way, in a unique way, and make those pause and loop-de-loop around and look. Unique Loop-de-Loop at UniqueLoop-de-Loop.com. This show is also brought to you by The Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace where peace is made and the truth makes us free. We have Bible studies on Thursdays through Zoom. We also have our Sunday service at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you hear yours truly, Pastor Jeremy Maynard, teach from the Word, preach from the Word, share the Word, give the Word, so in a safe environment, so that you understand your place in God, where you can grow, and the truth makes you free. Yes, check us out on YouTube, Facebook, on YouTube, Facebook, as well as Twitter. Yes, and the brothers are back in the building. At least this brother is. Wow, this is a tough one. Normally I have my brother chime in, and this is awesome. But it's important that we understand that even as you struggle, you have to be prepared. I pray this is a lesson for those. You may have a plan. There's a thing that you've planned. And just because it doesn't go as designed doesn't mean you do not follow through. Quitting is not an option, especially where breaking curses are involved. If you saw the verses that were read earlier, I had memorized the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20 a few years back. Actually, when I do my crunches in the morning and do my planks in the morning, I recite it on a daily and on a regular. But if you notice, it talked about God visiting the iniquities of those that hate him. And before that, it talked about bowing down and worshiping idols. Part of the gateway to iniquities is worshiping things outside of what you should be worshiping. And idolatry leads to abuse. Idolatry leads to spiritual abuse, psychological or soulish abuse, and mental abuse. An abuser is a bully, and a bully is a cursed person. An idolater becomes an abuser or a bully, and that is a cursed person. A cursed people hurt people. Cursed person hurts other people. A cursed person finds relief and release of their own pain, sometimes unbeknownst to them. Have you ever heard what happens? Why a lifeguard rescues somebody from behind? Because the person in terror of drowning will fight them. Person is drowning in iniquity. A cursed person is drowning in mean-spiritedness, drowning in demonic influence and witchcraft, drowning in negativity. And that cursed person, their reflex response is to hurt people. So you can tell the people in the house who are struggling the most with curses by the ease to which and the lack of compassion to which and the lack of remorse to which they hurt people. Even the excuses, the narcissism, the love bombing, and the devaluation. hurt people, even worse. Curse people are the hurt people that hurt people. The opposite is true. Bless people, follow the path of love, peace, wisdom, freedom, and warnings. Cursed people leave a trail of destruction, hatred, war, and binding anarchy. When it's a binding anarchy is the pseudo-freedom where you can say or do whatever you want, no matter who it hurts. That's not freedom. That is demonic. The most wicked man in the world, as they called him, the one who started the satanic church, his one and only commandment was, do what thou wilt. That is the fulfillment of the law. So doing whatever you want to do, no matter how it tears down your family, doing whatever you want to do, no matter how unhealthy it is, doing whatever you want to do, no matter what comes out of your mouth without a filter, doing whatever you want to do is evidence of cursing. And it leaves a trail of destruction. You say the enemy comes but to rob, steal, or kill and destroy. The evidence in a person's life of cursing is to which there's early death in their family, either by homicide or any other means. They operate outside of the laws of God, so there's a lot of promiscuity. Sometimes to the degree of rape. It's easy to kill. It's easy to abort. It's easy to put to do harm, to kill someone else's reputation. It's very easy to do that when you're cursed. But when you're blessed, the opposite comes. You seek to love because love covers sin. It covers iniquity. I wish Lamont was on right now because I know that, if he was ever in a shootout, You always see it on TV. I always wanted to know how true it was when you were about to advance and you say, cover me. And they lay out some lead so that you can advance, right? There is something about being blessed and being free that you want other people to be free. You know it's not just about you and it's not just for you, that your freedom is a gift, and it's a gift that keeps on giving. So when you're breaking a family curse, you might be the only one free in the house, which makes you the black sheep, which makes you the outcast, which makes you the one that people pick on. Goody Two-Shoes, Boy Scout, right? The worst one is holier than thou. Just trying to do right. You get labeled. Just because you don't agree with the wrong, you get labeled. And that is a means to which the enemy tries to silence you and separate you. But it's still your job to put on the helmet, don the mask, take the weapons which are not carnal, and pull down strongholds. One loved one at a time. Yes, 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 yes. This is a good time. This is a good time to learn and have the aptitude and attitude of blessing. When you have the aptitude and attitude of blessing, as my boy Gerald used to say, you can't punch the smile off my face. Your joy is not based in mere happenings. Your joy is not based on your mood or the moods of those around you. Your joy is eternal. And when your joy is eternal, because you're free, you're not so quick to fly off at the handle and express and allow your emotions to lead you. And that is where a lot of the curses get ingrained, is that family feuds happen because things are said out of pocket, that you know the weaknesses of the people and you exploit it to win an argument. That's not how it works. Grace, and if you have it, if you've received it, it covers an abundance of your sin. So you apply that same method that has been used to bless you, to bless others. And charity, though this is not biblical, charity begins at home. Your first ministry, your first rescue mission is behind closed doors, at the dinner table, on the couch, in the bedroom, knocking on the door in the bathroom, wherever it is, the man cave, the she shed, whatever, wherever you congregate and talk, the kitchen. That's where process of sharing the attitude and aptitude of blessing, the attitude of generation. See, sometimes people don't realize, even themselves, because it gets passed down. This is what daddy used to do. This is what mommy used to do. This is what grandma used to do. This is what auntie did. And just because it was done didn't make it right. Didn't make it detrimental, didn't cause blessings to flee, opportunities to not knock. You know, if the dog is growling, the opportunity might not knock. If the smell ain't right, the lawn ain't cut, and it looks haunted, the opportunity might not knock. And haunting is when those spirits that are not supposed to be there are there. Yes. So you know, opens the possibility. Freedom opens the possibility of opportunity. And opportunity is blessing. You know, when it's set to do the right things. Yes. Yes. And if you're wondering if they're general curses, right? If you're wondering if they're generational curses, you have to ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself these questions. And this is the first one because this is important because I love my, oh man, we used to talk about this all the time, the three things you need to relate is passion, quality, and compassion. That's what you're looking for from others, but you need that in you and coming from you. So the first question you ask yourself to determine whether there is a curse is, do I have a lack of passion for spiritual things? If God is not important to you, or you avoid God, or you hide from God, you are telling yourself, you're playing your hand, you have your hand backwards, all the cards are showing that you are struggling with a curse, whether you know it or not. But if you answer the question yes, then you have to dig deep to find why. You have to dig deep to find why. If the matrix is more important to you than getting out of the matrix, if the pretend world that we're in, full of the tantalizing visions, the sensual, gluttonous visions, if that's more tantalizing to you than the God who made the 70 trillion cells in your body, you're struggling with a curse because you're walking by sight and not by faith. Yes, 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 yes. Faith is the indicator. The level of faith, the world tolerance that you have, the level of faith, the level of to which you unconditionally trust God, the more conditions you put on your trust for God, the more you're struggling with a generational curse or personal curse, or you might be the onset of the curse. Sometimes, you know, there's a whole thing, they talk about PKs, and they talk about those who are preacher's kids and what have you, and those who are connected to those because they see your flaws, and they get driven away because they only notice your flaws, just like Noah's son, you know, want to expose your flaws. That becomes a point of contention where a portal opens and they start denying spiritual things and start attaching to natural things. And the natural man has problems. People who are driven by their base nature open up lust, open up greed, open up self-centeredness, pride. So that can be an entry point, or it could be a baton pass of a curse. So the first one is, if you have a lack of passion for spiritual things, you need to have passion, quality, and compassion to be blessed. If you lack passion for God, for the right things, if the wrong things, if you call the right things boring, you're struggling with a curse because somebody has made you think the wrong things are good. Somebody made you think they're Twinkies. What was that? What was that movie? I can't think of it right now. Oh, Super Size Me, where the guy almost died eating nothing but McDonald's. Bad diet, spiritual diet, soulish diet, or mental diet, or and even physical diet causes things in you to die. Death is connected to curse. Number two, if you battle with excessive frustration. It's one thing to be, frustration should be something that comes now and then. But if you live in a constant sense of frustration, and frustration is evidence of unfulfillment, disappointment, frustration is not seeing the big picture. It's when the small picture is so close to your face that that's blurry and it blocks out the big picture. So you need to step back and assess, where is this frustration coming from? It comes from a curse, and we need to take a break, and we'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Fly TV. Fly TV, where stars, athletes, those who are popular or famous, have a platform where they can reach out directly to their fans, where they can work on projects that are outside of the realm of their current situation. Where they can reach out and touch their fans in a unique and creative way. Fly TV, F-L-I TV, on every computer platform. F-L-I TV. This show is also brought to you by Unique Loop-de-Loop, procured by Wendy Jones, where unique boho style jewelry, handcrafted and unique, are designed so that women don't have to have repetitive, boring jewelry, but instead are able to procure and own a unique styled look that causes, so unique that it causes people to loop. They look back and wonder how, what, where, and why. Because they fly. Yes, this is Unique Loop-de-Loop. Find it at uniqueloopdeloop.com. And this show is brought to you by The Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Sunday service is at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time via YouTube, via Facebook, and via Twitter. All listings are either Jeremy Anthony Maynard, JM Exegesis, or just Jeremy Maynard. It can also be found on the Haven Church of New York Facebook page and the Network Christian Network of Fathers Facebook page. Now back to our show. Yes, 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 yes. Now we're dealing with these questions that are expressed. You have to ask them to yourself. You have to ask them to yourself to determine whether you're dealing with a generational curse. The third question is, do I doubt God's goodness and faithfulness? Woo. When you're feeling down, some people actually do. And that is, it may be a test of faith. You may not actually be cursed, but the evidence of that constantly questioning the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God, no matter what you're going through, the world, the universe, the sun, it doesn't revolve around us. We're in it. But we're not of it. When we are constantly questioning the goodness of God, you're dealing with what Eve dealt with in the garden. The initiation of cursing, the philosophy of cursing is negative skepticism. The philosophy, the mindset, is a lack of belief. So if you're struggling with a lack of belief and you're not willing to adhere to truth, you are struggling with a curse. And the way out is the truth that makes you free. And you have to accept that you've either been living a lie, influenced by a lie, or struggling with being a liar. Yes, If you're struggling where doubt is the first thought and the only thought, it becomes your alpha and omega. Where doubt of God's goodness and faithfulness become your alpha and omega, God is not good because, and then ends up, you go through all the truth that is proving the other, and you still end up saying God is not good, you're struggling with a curse. Number four is, do you battle tormenting with tormented thoughts of missing out on God's peace, which is connected to the first one? Do you battle tormenting thoughts and miss out on the peace of God? If you're constantly fighting internally, where your daydreams are nightmares, much less your actual dreams, when you're not just prepared for the worst, but you think the worst. It's one thing to be prepared for the worst as you're going for the best. That's wisdom. You allow for variables and change. But if you're worshiping the worst, if your constant thought is on the worst, it's tormenting you. And you never get to the peace of God because he desires peace. That's the thoughts he thinks towards you, thoughts of peace. So if you're struggling in your family and there's nothing but constant negativity in that family, nothing good, anything you're afraid to tell them good news, that family has a curse of negativity. The crabs in the bucket don't even want you to get on the beach. So you ain't getting no beach and you ain't getting no water. You stay right here. Snap, snap. Right here. So the tormenting thought. Do I lack understanding and have confusion about my purpose? Ooh. If you haven't been, if you're clueless where purpose is concerned, not to the degree that you're not seeking, that you've given up on seeking it because you're confused. You've been pulled to and fro, listening to this person or that one, telling them that this is your purpose and that's your purpose, when the design of where you get the most bang for your buck is where others are blessed. That's your purpose. It could be something that's not popular to do. Or make you famous doing it. That's a tough thing to accept in a world that idol worship is so deep that people want to become idols. The idolatry that comes with cursing is so deep that people want to become idols. Next one. Do I question a calling and direction that once was discernible? You were given a roadmap of where your blessing where blessings were coming from. That roadmap is now blurry to you. You know, the ink got all smudged. the GPS got soaked in the circuits are messed up in it, and you now questioning the call and direction that you are heading in. And it's not just the calling. You're leaving the calling that's going to bless, and you're tempted by a calling that's only going to bless you. And not even bless you. It's going to feed you. It's going to give you dessert, constant dessert, and nothing healthy, right? And you're not going to share it. So, the question is, do you have a calling that was once discernible, but you don't see it anymore? Next one is, am I lured into areas of previous bondage? Were you free from something, but you keep going back to it? Porno. Alcohol. Don't blame it on the Yes, the weeds. Areas where you had bondage, other people's arms, other people, what does Tresh say you down with? Yeah. These repeated, you thought you escaped. You thought you got out. What did my man say in Godfather 3? Every time I get out, they keep pulling me back in. That is what's going on when you're struggling with a curse. You're being pulled back in. Am I tempted to quit personal assignments, which kind of relates to the purpose one? Do I battle mental, emotional, and physical fatigue? If you're tired all the time, you're worn out, and you're weary and well-doing, so weary that you're going to quit, try something else, put down the mantle, drop the baton. See, when you drop the baton, the team loses, not just you. Think beyond yourself. You're calling so that you could be that good man that blesses your generation, the next generation, and the next generation. And do you feel guilt, shame, condemnation, loneliness, and rejection manifest when emotional wounds are open? Are you hypersensitive to rejection, to loneliness, to condemnation, and to guilt? Those are telltale signs that you're struggling with a curse. You need to break it. 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 Power of God. You do it with quality relationships. Pray God blesses you with an incredible spouse, or that your elders, that you do have some coaches, whether they're in your sphere or if you have to pull them from history, or from the TV, or from the internet, but get some wisdom. Do you have good friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, who you can share the truth so the truth can make you free? Do you have those who are coming after you that you want them to look up to you, so you understand, go beyond your borders? Break the curse. If you want to live your purpose, break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse. Yes, pronounce generational victory. Say, my generation is blessed. My children are blessed. And my grandchildren are blessed. Because I no longer accept the curse. And I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to pass that baton forward. I'm free. As Martin Luther King said, free at last. At last. It means it happened a long time, but it's also free everlasting. Yes, walk in your freedom and try to get others free patiently and kindly, even as you're being freed. That's the teamwork that makes the dream work. This is Furthering Fathering. Where fatherhood is elevated, families are empowered, communities are transformed by our five core principles: honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Forming the word heart, H-E-A-R-T, honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. To free your heart. Let God see your heart. Hopefully you see your heart. And allow God to free your heart. Break the curse. And be blessed. This is Further and Fathering. Be excited to be alive. And have an incredible, incredible week. Thank you, Lord, for getting me through this. I'm sorry, Rodney. We'll try again next week. Amen. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my gosh. I just left a message for Doreen. Are you busy?
I just got off the radio show. No, I'm not. I'm not.
No, I was on there.
Oh, you were trying to call it too? This week?
No, I asked you was in there for the whole time. I tried to text you. You know, I was in the
community. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Iran, please forgive me. I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know what happened, but there were literally no number of people. I didn't understand what I did wrong. So, Eric, I can say that you remember me, but you, Rodney, my sister-in-law, a few other people just were in the contact with me afterwards, so let me know. But they could hear me, but there was no one in the queue. I mean, they were in the queue, but I couldn't see it. They literally said no fault. So I'm sorry, man. I definitely still, let's do it again next week. I think we're going to continue on this because it's clearly an area that the principal power here wants to fight. Wants to fight. So, let's fight. The clock arm's failing. Please forgive me. I don't know what I did wrong. I do the same thing every week for years. I don't know why. It literally said no calling. And I can... something was up. Something was up. So if we can repeat next week, because I'm going to say on this,
all in for all of it. You know,
didn't even get to that part.
I think that was
was good. Cassandra's son.
That's all the hey,
I decided to actually knock it down. Knock it down.
Oh, I know. Nice
play. Woo! Come on now. Come on now. You fall. You
should have to put it up.
Because we can take it,
That's a lot with the